session number 1146, reel 3.
John Clarkson, Reel 3. You've gone to Redcar. Now, who were you joining at Redcar? Which battalion?
I was joining feeding battalion, a feeding battalion. But when I passed out at Redcar to go abroad, to go to France again, the second time, I was taken to the 2nd East Lancs.
Now, when you went
8th Division, 2nd East Lancs.
When you went to Redcar, you'd been told you wouldn't do any more soldiering again.
Yes, they told I wouldn't do any more soldiering. I'll give you an instance when it was, that was changed. I got to Redcar, I reported at the office, there was the office, and they said, oh yes, well, go to a billet in Redcar, it's like Blackpool. All lodging houses up front have been evacuated. We've been sitting in the North Sea, very dangerous there in the North Sea, straight opposite Germany. They said it's straight opposite Germany. No civilians lived in these houses. They put them in for billets. Everything was stripped off, only the boarded floor, nothing else, nothing but the boarded floor. So there were so many in a room, so they said, go to number so-and-so promenade and take your bed for me, a blanket and an oil sheet, take your bed and go to this number so-and-so on the promenade. So I went to this promenade and I knocked at the door and there were a few in. So I said, any room in here? So he says, he pointed somehow, there's a room here. So I says, I gets down and sat down and looking round. I says, what are you doing? They're cleaning their buttons and their shoes. I says, what are you doing that for? Well, we have to do. I said, have you? I says, you shouldn't have to do that. I says, they're putting us here, away from everybody. You have to do this? Yeah. You'll see in the morning when he comes. He comes and he's a big bully and he's this and the other. I said, is he? Well, I said, him and me's going to have a row then, that's all. So, true enough, went to bed and fell asleep, fast asleep. And it was still dark when he comes, throws the door open. Now, come on, bang, 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 clapping his hands. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That board goes around. Come on, come on, get up. So I says, hey. You and all you as well. I says, no, not me. I says, you. I says, look, I says, I'm not getting up for you. And he says, you're not. I says, I'm not. He says, if you're not out of that bed, he says, I'll dump you out, will you? I says, will you? Well, he went through the door. He was going through the door and my shoes were down here. I picked my shoe up and I threw it at him. And I hit door, I missed him. I hit door. Who threw that? I says, I threw that. Oh. You know what you've done? I says, I know what I haven't done. I haven't hit you, which I should have done. So. Yeah, all right, I'll report you. Well, fine, I'll fix you up. I says, will you? I says, get me fixed up then. I said, I can't do this, cleaning button, it's as ridiculous as that. So, of course, I'm due to company bunk. So the company officer, and he looks, he says, "You think, of course, you've been to France, you can do what you like." I says, "I don't think that at all, but," I says, I know I can, I don't need to do that, what he wants to do." I said, "Cleaning?" "Well," he says, "we've got to have a certain amount of order." I says, "Order me foot," I says, "what the hell?" I rhymed off at him. Well, he says, "You know," he says, "you're getting a difficult fella." I says, "I'm not that difficult." I said, "It's common sense, is that?" So he said, "Well, look," he said, if you don't want to do it, he says, "you don't need to do it." I says, "Well, what about these lads?" "Well," he says, "they're different." I said, "They're no different than me." I says, "I've been where they haven't been, maybe. But," I says, "beyond that," I says, "the lads are just like I am. They're the same age group. I would have normally called up with them had I been in a civvy." So I hang down, and I get 7 days' notice, 7 days' CB again, 7 days ago. So, of course, I go and be able to go out at night. I can't go out, but it was pitch dark. You foamed about. It was shocking, because they don't have a light on there. So my time went on there, and then it come one day, and... one day come and it said, "We're picking a draft now. A draft. There's one for Egypt and one for France, but you were down for Egypt." I said, "Am I?" He said, "Yes." He says, "Yes, you're down." Well, I said, "I don't want to go to Egypt. I'll go to France, but I'm not going to Egypt." "Oh, why?" He says, "You don't know what you're doing." I says, no, I don't. But I says, "I don't want to go to Egypt." So he says, "All right." He says, I'll get you exchanged." He says, "And they'll jump at chance to change you." So he picked somebody to take my place in Egypt, and I went to France. So I got back to France.
Hang on, why didn't you want to go to Egypt? What didn't you like about that?
I didn't want to go to Egypt. I didn't want to get fried up.
You didn't like the heat?
I didn't want to get fried up. So, of course, I got back. I got back to France.
Weren't you scared about going back to France?
Oh, no. No, no.
You'd been badly
wounded. No. As I say, I feared nothing when I was well. I didn't.
What about your wound? Had it healed up properly?
Had healed up fine, yes. It healed up fine.
So you were fine. You were properly fit.
And I give it every encouragement to heal up. I mean to say, I didn't trail in. So eventually I got back, and I got sent. I was drafted to the 2nd East Lancs, 8th Division, on the front, right on front. There were a line battalion, and there were soldiers. There were real soldiers.
About what month was that?
I couldn't tell you. Honestly, couldn't tell you that.
Was it into 1918?
Well, it would have to be, wouldn't it? It would have to be, yes. Yes, it would have to be in the last year of war, and we were twice over. We was in mobs that we had to fight our way out. We were being driven back, and then it come a dubbing. Nobody must retreat. You haven't got to retreat.
What do you remember about the so that was March 1918.
Since March.
Was that when you joined them, just during the German attack?
No, I was before then. I wasn't long when I left Saltburn. I wasn't long, was it Saltburn?
Red car, you said?
Red car, well, yes. It wasn't long before I was there. No, it was been early in It was been early in 18. Hey, this is messing you up, isn't it? But
no,
I can't go and help
you're
it.
You're doing fine. It's a long time ago, 70-odd years ago.
I can't help it.
So, what do you remember any of the what you were doing in the trenches in 1918?
Well, of course, there was not. It was so moving. Up to March, up to April, really, he drove us back, and then we made this stand, and we said, nobody'll retreat now.
Do you remember anything about the retreat before you got that order?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Can you tell us about it?
We got to Amiens, and we helped the civvies to evacuate there, to the civvies. We used to wheel a truck and get the civvies, to flip the stuff out so as the troops come in. And we held Amiens, and then from Amiens we marched on, and we went every day more and more and more catching, but we could never get hold of him. He used to go to the night before or the afternoon before, and we never missed him. We never got in contact with him. But he always kept... He was on the retreat and we were on the go until we got to Little Mons, not Big Mons. Little Mons, where the big war started, where the war first started, Mons. Well, we got to Little Mons just before that, and then the armistice came. We're just...
Now, do you remember any details?
Absolutely tired. But we could never catch up to him. However, we got one night in Little Mons.
Hang on, before you go on, do you remember anything about the fighting during that? Any stories you could tell us to show what it was like?
No, I don't think so. No. No, as I say, he couldn't get hold of him.
What about this? You said you were a sniper. Can you tell me something about that?
Couldn't get to snipe him. They'd gone by you. He couldn't catch him. No.
When sniping then?
Couldn't catch him. No. I finished with it then.
When did you do your sniping?
When did I do it? Well, as I say, when we were held, before the... when did I do it? No. Hey, I forgot.
Well, could you tell me what you did as a sniper then? Just what you actually did? How would you go about it?
Well, I waited till he'd bob up, just come up and just come up and... But it was this tin hat, but I'd never get him. I could never get him, you see.
And where would you hide?
Where? I was in the outhouse, anywhere like that, as I could get some cover. But, no, I could...
Weren't you worried, wasn't it very risky in trying to snipe, that you'd be sniped yourself? Wasn't that a risk you had to...
Well, I was in charge of the snipers then. I was in charge of them, really. I was in charge of them. But, I couldn't do that.
You can't remember much about it?
No. I've forgotten them.
That's all right.
Them little trinkums, them. you just took them with a pinch of salt.
You don't remember much more about your service on the Western Front?
About what?
You don't remember much more about your service on the Western Front?
No, not really. I have a little tail end here. Mm-hmm. When the war came to be finished, the 2nd Battalion, a line battalion, everyone are old-time servers, they sent out all them that had been signed on for duration of the war. That were it, duration. I was one too, and they said about joining up. Having a spell. Have a 5-year spell. I said 5 years. I only have 5 minutes here. So they said, I'll tell you what, he said, try and see what they say at home. So I wrote home and they said, well, cotton trades and doing nothing. He said, I wouldn't be in a hurry to get home. You're doing all right there. I would stop if I were you. So, of course, I stopped. And I took on for 12 months. 12 months? Well, it's better than nothing anyway. So I took on for 12 months. Well, from then on, we were sent to Ireland. When that was in the 1920s, of course, there was no war like there is now. We were in the south there. That's before they got this home rule thing. So we landed at Cork and were sent to a camp there. And what did they call that place? Hey, I forgot it. I forgot them. A little village in Ireland, and we were there for 6 months, and then we moved out to another place. I forgot that, and then my time comes to be up 12 months. I said, I'm off. Get away, you're silly, you know. I says, nod. I says, I've had enough. Now, I've had a good base and full, and I don't want no more.
What did you like about it?
I came out. I could claim a discharge. I came out and I left it.
Why came home. What didn't you like about it? Why'd you had enough?
Well, I'd had enough, really, to be told. I'm very independent. I'm still independent now. And I like to be independent enough to think that I can fend my own battles and do what I want. And I thought, I've had enough. Been told when to go to bed and when to get up in the morning. That I says, I want to change. So that's how I came to jail and I came home.
And did you find it easy to get a job again?
So, that's the tale.
Did you get a job again straight away?
Yes, I was sent to... What's that place? it's a well-known figure, a rail-head place here. We come back... and coming back, it was very rough sailing across Thailand, and I lost my tin hat. My tin hat fell overboard, and my tin hat's down in Thayer's Channel now. So I come home without a tin hat.
Then did you go straight into the cotton trade again?
Eventually I did. I did go. There was nothing else to do, but I didn't stick it very long. No longer than I could help. And I bought a place. I struck out then in business and left it.
Thank you very much.